here's what the pros don't tell you. Apple's best ads, stolen from Nike. Nike's best ads, stolen from politics. Best political ads, stolen from religion. And this is what a swipe file really is. It's your personal vault of proven winners. And today we're going to teach you how to build your very own swipe file, where to find winning material, the exact system used to organize it all, and how to legally steal without copying. Because in 25, 30 minutes, you're going to have a bigger advantage than most 20-year entrepreneur veterans. I hope you enjoy this episode. See you in there. All right, today we got a special episode. We've got Jordan. He's an operating partner at Late Checkout. He works directly with me. We are constantly sharing interesting things together on the internet within so that we could steal like an artist. And if you're an entrepreneur, stealing like an artist is going to get you ahead. So I brought Jordan on so he can teach you, do a masterclass, a tutorial on how you could use the internet to spur your creativity, how to save some of the things you see, how to remix those things, and why that's going to help you build a more profitable company, get you more customers, validate your ideas. This is, you know, helps you take entrepreneurship from hard mode to less hard mode. I'm not going to say it's easy, right? Entrepreneurship is hard. You know that building ideas is hard, but I think that everyone needs a swipe file. And in this episode, we are going to talk about how we take inspiration, how we turn it into swipe files, and how that inspires us to build more profitable products. Without further ado, Jordan, take it away. Share your screen, live cook. You know, by the way, people, you got to stick through this whole episode to actually get the juice. Because I want, you know, if you stick through this whole episode, you will leave with the ability to create your very own swipe file.
And the ability to sell, which is the actual goal. Swipe files are cool. Dollars are cooler. So let's do it. You know how many ads you see a day?
Hundreds.
Thousands. I did some research. Thousands. It says four. I don't know if this is like legit or not. It's from goatfuel.com. And they say 4,000 to 10,000 ads a day. And you know the famous saying, if it's free, then you're the product. You're the product, people. 10,000 ads a day, you're being the product. So creating a swipe file is good because you're turning that consumption into future creation and future revenue potential. Because I think the best way to learn how to sell is studying how you got sold. So let's cook a little bit. I'm going to share my process, you know, to each their own. But I recommend this one because it's the best I've seen.
To each their own, but do this.
Yeah, to each their own, but link in bio for my affiliate link. Cool. All right. So I'm surfing the web as we do. And I see this tweet from Greg. This is just on my feed because Greg just like lives on my feed, I guess. But, oh my gosh, buy now, pay later is not cool. Well, I'm not going to price my tool like this because I want to be cool. And I need to be pricing it in a way that's going to get people to buy now and pay later or not do that. So how I use it, this is I use this tool called My Mind. And it's a really cool tool. And it has a Chrome extension. So if I'm sifting through this, I'll click in, see it. Maybe I like the design of this, or maybe I just like the saying of it. You just have this Chrome tab up here. And I like to tag this with got, because anytime I take action on something, click, share, stop the scroll, subscribe, buy, any action is worth studying. And I call that my got swipe file. You can call it whatever you want, but I got inspired by Marshawn Lynch. He said a hilarious, funny a thing. He was like, I'm going to get got, but I'm going to get mine before I get got, though. And so that's the got swipe file. Do you use My Mind or anything like this?
I don't. I'm actually one of those people that bookmarks things on X and then it just gets completely buried and I never go back to them. So I know a lot of other people are like me because I was actually looking at my X analytics this morning and I noticed that in the last 28 days, I've gotten 100,000 bookmarks on my content. So that means that probably a lot of people listening bookmark my content and they are probably like me. They probably lose track of it. It's very, I mean, yes, there's folders on X, but it's not designed really to capture inspiration. That's not why people, it's not why the product managers, product designers at X, you know, they want to create engagement and, you know, it's not about inspiration. So show me My Mind.
Yeah. So that just went
like convince me. Shh, don't tell anyone, but I've got 30 plus startup ideas that could make you millions and I'm giving them away for free. These aren't just random guesses. They're validated concepts from entrepreneurs who've built $100 million plus businesses. I've compiled them into one simple database. Compiled from hundreds of conversations I've had on my podcast. But the main thing is, most of these ideas don't need a single investor. Some cost nothing to start. I'm pretty much handing you a cheat sheet. The Idea Bank is your startup shortcut. Just click below to get access. Your next cash flowing business is waiting for you.
Yeah, for sure. So that just went into just My Mind, which is everything. That was a little scary showing everybody my mind. So that just went here and I got the tag here. So you can just tag. And this basically creates a mood board of all of the things that you've got with. So like anytime I've signed up to a newsletter, I usually am pretty religious on which one got me. And like I wanted this lead magnet, for example. It's like this guy killed it, even though he did like Jack Butcher style visuals. he got me. So
I mean, he got from Jack Butcher and then he created correct. His own visual.
Exactly. The internet is a giant got circle. people taking inspiration from people, stealing like an artist. I think like what's the saying, like good artist copy, great artist steal, or good artist create, great artist steal. I think great marketers, great builders remix, which you could say is a steal, but I like that better. Something that got me yesterday was this.
What am I looking at?
What are you looking at?
I mean, it looks like it's an ice cream pint with fried chicken in it.
It's ice cream fried chicken. Literally, this is ice cream.
Oh, no way.
With a chocolate bone.
Right.
And like cornflake waffle cones on the outside.
That's insane.
And I just stopped the scroll immediately and I just wanted not fried chicken ice cream. Wasn't even in the shopping for it, but I was.
So is this a real product?
Yeah, this is a real product.
Oh,
made in Charleston, South Carolina. I signed up for their like little like location like tracker, like when it'll find out when it's near you. Because mm-hmm. If this was just a normal waffle cone, it could be the best ice cream in the world. But no one would try it. So I think this is interesting in 2024, 2025 and beyond is you have to create scroll stopping unique things that are packaged in different ways to stand out.
So when you see something like this, like, we're not working on any ice cream products. We don't really work in CPG that much. So like, what about this is relevant to creating, you know, SaaS products or paid communities and stuff like that? Like, why is this relevant to you?
Yeah. So I look at, like, when I'm on the internet, I view it as like I'm window shopping. Yeah, this isn't directly applicable to us. I have no desire to make an ice cream, but I think the principle is what stands out. It's a scroll stopping pattern interrupt. And so when we're designing like software products or landing pages or, you know, ads, I go back to this and say, like, how could I be like not fried chicken ice cream, and tether it to the same principle that got me to stop the scroll and not just do what everyone's doing?
Yeah. I mean, this could be applied to anything, right? Like, it's what is this? If you break this down, it's what are two things that don't normally go together? Like, you don't think of like fried chicken and ice cream, and then making it one, fried chicken ice cream, using really nice contrast, the blue, almost like a blue sky, with a cold kind of like concrete, you know, you have the hot and the cold, right? The hot chicken, the cold ice cream. So like, when you truly break this down, you could apply this to creating an ad for any sort of digital product or software company. And that's why, to your point, it is a remix. It's not a steal. It's like, I'm inspired. Something about this got me. Therefore, now I have a framework for how to actually come up with a visual for whatever it is I'm doing. Okay. I like this. What else do you want to show?
I think this was incredible by Colin and Samir. This thumbnail was so good. And I'm a subscriber to their channel, but I think I saw it on X or something, and it stopped me in my tracks. Did you see this?
I did see this. I mean, the difference between a good thumbnail and the difference between an exceptional thumbnail and a great thumbnail is actually a big difference. Like, Colin and Samir could have just put in a great thumbnail. Their click-through rate might have been like 5-6%. But having an exceptional, unique thumbnail could be the difference of a, you know, 8-10% click-through rate. Now, you might be like, why does that matter? That doesn't sound like that much. But that difference of, you know, 20-40% lift in your first few thousand views tells the algorithm that this is a video that people need to watch. And that could be the difference ultimately between a video that gets literally 10,000 views and 10 million views. So this, I saw this and I was like, wow, like, I haven't seen anything like this. And you just know that so many people like us got, and this is now going to be like, everyone's going to copy it. And that's kind of like the curve of marketing, right? There's an arbitrage opportunity that exists in the beginning. But over time, it does get sort of played out.
Yeah, I think this is like the greatest thumbnail that I've ever seen. Like, I'm not joking, because it goes so deep here. Like, Colin is the one holding the screen. It says like, "Hi, Colin." And the YouTube is about to change with the VR. Like, it is so well done that they clearly, like, this inspiration, obviously AI is cool, but the level up from the inspo to the final and then seeing the results, it just like really makes you think about, what are the little nuances, the 4 or 5 changes I can make to the things that I'm working on that will take me out of my typical range and get me into an atypical, outsized result?
I like it. What else you got?
Got this thing here, a Surge.com website audit. You land on the
horrible,
page.
Horrible name. Horrible name.
Just tragic.
Yeah, tragic name.
Using your framework for a tofu name, this is below tofu.
Yeah, this is not a good name. And you hate to see it because on their website it says stop losing sales to website roadblocks. When it's like, they should stop losing sales to not a great name.
They should. But it goes to show you that you can get got with a bad name.
That's true.
But
that's true.
Wouldn't advise it for longevity. If I hadn't saved it to the got swipe file, I would not be sharing it today. So I just thought this was interesting. Their landing page, immediately one call to action, follows the tweet size landing page framework that we're always talking about. And it immediately got me. I didn't even have a Shopify store at the time. And so you enter this thing in. They hit you with this, you know, where do you want to send your free website audit? And then this is a really cool thing, an immediate upsell that they do. So this audit is good. They're about to send it to you via email. But if you want to upgrade, they give you this one-time offer here to upgrade to one of their like paid audits. So I think that funnel and that user journey, I'd be curious how well it performs. Maybe not even on this splash screen, but in the back end when they're sending the email, because they have these automated reports in the scraper that automatically judges your site. And the output was pretty cool.
Yeah, this is exceptionally well done. Wow.
Really well done. So they hit me with this like immediately, page load speed. You can like download this report. Give me a little like a little status thing. Good stuff. Right. Needs love. Like, this is exceptional. And it's not beautiful, really. Like, this design is like fine, but I still, like, I would tighten this up if I was them. So it was actually like readable a little bit, but anyway, I think this is like a really cool way to do free tools and get people in the funnel, show, don't tell, without like hitting people over the head with like a long website.
Yeah. And obviously this is automated with AI. And so there's so many ways that you can, I'm sure people listening to this are like, wow, I can do this in my space or, you know, there's just so many opportunities here. They do it really, really clean. They've got that tweet size landing page, which for people who don't know, it's basically how we build most of our websites, or pretty much all of ours, right, Jordan? It's like basically max amount of 280 characters on your website, like just keeping it very, very tight. And it's a great place to start when you have an idea and you just want to put something clear. We can include in the YouTube description three templates to the tweet size landing page. I think it used to be $100 for, I think we're selling it for $29 now, but we'll include that if people want to check it out. But this is great. This looks dope. What else you got? Oh, here we go. Walk me through what I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, just the anatomy of a good funnel, and it doesn't even need to be super tight, but like what you just walked through is how you need to think about the different stages when you're like going out and window shopping the internet. So it's exactly what you just said, with like, starts with media and content at the top. It's free value. Create lead magnets that allow you to capture information and get them closer to you. That's more free value. This could be like workshops, free tools like Surge, free gifts. Shout out Jice Cream with the, what was he saying? Like, what was the word he was saying?
The book, when he gives away a free book.
Yeah, he gives away a free book, but he kept saying this one word in the episode. It was like Waggles or something. It was like some acronym about giving free gifts away, and he was like,
"All right,"
acting like it was like common knowledge. Anyway, free gifts work, and then sending email. sending email with welcome sequences, newsletters, surveys, repurposing your media and content via email, I think is a place that people really don't squeeze the juice. Like, they have all of this content. It could be repackaged, especially in a world of AI where, hey, break down the top 3 points of an hour long YouTube video and then link the YouTube video. You already have that content. So like, squeeze the juice in the middle of the funnel, and then nurture and convert. Nurture email, educational email courses, newsletters, surveys, another repurposing content via email. And then convert is like book calls and put buy buttons on the internet.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is like a got. Like, I just got by this image that you just posted. I know it's yours, but let's go through more of more things that got you.
Cool. Yeah. One thing I want to say real quick about this is the top of the funnel and top of your like got funnel needs to be about them. Like it should be all about them. In the nurture, you can do about them and start to add you into their lives. And then the conversion is all about how you're going to help them. And that's where you have the liberty to talk about yourself. I think a lot of people get this wrong, where they start putting themselves in this top category too quickly.
Quick ad break. Let me tell you about a business I invested in. It's called boringmarketing.com. So a few years ago, I met this group of people that were some of the best SEO experts in the world. They were behind getting some of the biggest companies found on Google. And the secret sauce is they've got a set of technology and AI that could help you outrank your competition. So for my own businesses, I wanted that. I didn't want to have to rely on Mark Zuckerberg. I didn't want to depend on ads to drive customers to my businesses. I wanted to rank high in Google. That's why I like SEO, and that's why I use boringmarketing.com, and that's why I invested in it. They're so confident in their approach that they offer a 30-day sprint with 100% money-back guarantee. Who does that nowadays? So check it out. Highly recommend boringmarketing.com.
I thought this was really well done. So,
oh, yeah.
When you're creating the media, you get a newsletter subscriber. Cool, you got them. They opened the first one, but they didn't take action on submitting a survey. Tyler, the CEO of Beehive, is doing a really good job with this, and I saved it. So, you forgot something. We didn't fill out the subscribe survey. It's a nudge to get that subscriber data. It's valuable to know who you're sending to. And this is the very simple form. So don't be afraid to re-engage the people who have already opted into your stuff.
Yeah, that's a lesson learned. And I mean, again, it's like you got, you saw that, and then you had the realization, you know, the insight of that, right? So I think that the mistake a lot of people are going to make is they're going to download MyMind. They're going to start throwing things in there, but they're going to forget the insights. So I almost think it's worth creating like a separate doc, or just like, maybe you can do this within MyMind. Could you put notes within MyMind?
Yeah, you can have notes in MyMind. So like, if I wanted to add the chicken, like,
okay,
chicken, it's like pattern interrupt. Ding. Nice contrast. Frame breaker, you know, whatever, right? I wanted to put in there.
So that's what I think people need to do. And especially as you write it down, it will solidify it in your brain around like, oh, okay. Then the next time you create an ad, it just, you might just think, oh yeah, fried chicken, ice cream, pattern recognition, you know, frame breaker. It's just going to hit. So you're just going to refer less back to these things, and it's just going to be, you're going to be a stronger entrepreneur from it. You're going to be a stronger maker, and your stuff's going to hit. So I think that the notes feature really, really important here.
Totally. And you can add other tags too. Like if I wanted to say like add ads to this, like you can add multiple tags too. Yeah, I think doing this over 6 months, a year, like really being religious as you window shop the internet, turning your consumption into like curation and then ultimately creation, you develop this taste and like subconscious skill that you didn't even know you would have. And you start to see things differently and see how behaviors work. And if you're building a product that you would use or be the user of, which is probably a large majority of people that are building businesses, like they have the problem themselves. It makes you so much, it makes, if you study how you got sold and you're the potential user of your product, you're selling yourself basically. So it's easier to sell other customers.
There's also going to be people listening to this that are going to be like, okay, good, you know, well, good for you. You've got all these amazing sources of, you're seeing all this really cool stuff. I don't see cool stuff. And the reality is, everyone who's listening to this is seeing cool stuff. Like, you're seeing cool stuff. You might not be seeing cool stuff, meaning it might not be like, it might be subconscious, basically, but you are seeing cool stuff. Everyone is. It's just about mapping it, because you are getting sold. We are all getting sold one, you know, many, 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 many dozens, hundreds, thousands of times per day.
Yeah.
What else you got that you want to show?
This one I'm going to talk about. We've been talking about digital a little bit, and I think this IRL to URL lead magnet is so good. And this got me probably in 2020, and it's still living rent-free in the brain. So this is Forte Labs, Building a Second Brain. There's a bonus chapter at the end on how to build a second brain, creating a tagging system. He gives you the URL in the book. So if I bought this in the airport, he's going to end up with my email, even though that he didn't sell it to me. So I get the chapter. And then this is another thing that I think a lot of entrepreneurs and builders need to be thinking about, is segmenting their audience so they can give them offers that people want. Instead of sending an email to 10,000 people, you can send 5 emails to 2,000 each, exactly what they want. And so Tiago, friend of the pod, is using this thing called Right Message. You can see it's a segmenting tool, but he basically breaks people out into like, hey, cool, got the bonus chapter. Now you see him looking to sell you on note-taking, you know, services or products. So it's like, yes, I take notes on paper, or no, I'm digital. If he has 8,000 people do paper, maybe he builds a paper product. If he has mostly on digital, maybe he builds a digital. So I think this is a really well done capture, pulling people out of your normal like media cadence, and people who buy your book and get the bonus chapter. So what do you think about this?
I mean, I love it. I think it's smart. It's basically like adding lead magnets in a book. So lead magnets we think of as digital because they are digital, but just because they're digital doesn't mean that the way you find them need to be digitally. So I think the insight, like the note that I would write in my mind would be like, where else in the world, you know, is there an opportunity to get someone from IRL to URL based on what I'm building. So I like this. I think it's big. And it gets your creative juices flowing. So, you know, it's awesome.
One more IRL for us.
One more IRL, and then what else do you want to cover?
Yeah, just like I've got a little micro SaaS idea that could help people build their swipe files quicker. So you don't have to screen grab and do all this stuff. So this was Pop-Tarts. They sponsored one of the bowl games, and they made a giant Pop-Tart, and it went viral, obviously became a meme. And I was just captivated by this because usually these big sponsorships are a waste of money, I would say. or like it's hard to track the attribution like a Super Bowl ad, etc. But look at the results of this. They sold 22 million more Pop-Tarts the next week after they did this bowl game. And I bought Pop-Tarts.
That's funny.
Crazy.
So yeah, there you go.
Thinking outside the box, and like you can apply this to however you want. Like maybe there
thinking
was,
outside the Pop-Tart box.
Thinking outside the Pop-Tart box.
I like it. That's the insight.
Sure.
All right. So now tell us how we could build our own swipe file in the most efficient way.
Yeah.
Spill the beans.
Spill the beans. I would download My Mind and I would start saving things, start tagging notes, and really just like follow your curiosity and just start saving stuff. Is what I would say. There's other tools that you can use too. This one's pretty cool. The Sublime app that I've been tempted by. It's basically like My Mind meets Pinterest, so you can have like public things. But this stood out to me because of their pricing section, which is just really beautifully done.
I sent you this as you a got.
You did.
I was like, this is dope. Yeah. I think a lot about, well, how do I say this? People think a lot about innovation on product. Like, how do I innovate the product? And I think now we're getting to the point where people are saying, okay, products are basically commoditized. Now people are thinking, how do I innovate on marketing? Great. But there's also the ability to innovate on pricing model. And I think that's going to be a more and more interesting thing. You're starting to see that already with, you know, this movement from subscriptions to pay per task. A lot of AI companies are charging pay per task or credit system. What Sublime is doing there, like pay what you want. So that insight is huge. I sent that to you because I was like, pay what you want. I've tweeted about it. I think that's a really interesting model. And yeah, I like it. Cool. Anything else you wanna say?
This is what I mean. Just studying how you got sold is incredible. Like use the tools that we talked about. But I wish there was a tool that existed, and maybe we'll build it. Like an AI agent that could go and basically scrape these funnels instead of me stumbling upon it, clicking in, subscribing, screen grabbing emails, putting it in Figma. Like you can save, you know, all the stuff in the world, but if you don't have the like digital footprint or the digital roadmap, it's really hard to reverse engineer. So I would love a AI agent funnel scraper that you could basically send agents out into the world, then study email sequences, bring them all back into a database that was even searchable, and see how people are sequencing things, selling things, doing direct response marketing, and just like tapping into a database of history that you can remix for yourself without having to put a bunch of the legwork in and the research time. And really just like focus on building the work. So that's why I'm pumped about AI agents, is just like that capability. Like more people can put more stuff out into the world if they have like a back catalog of this stuff.
Great. Yeah, I think it's a great free startup idea. And if I know this audience, they take these ideas and go run with it. So wouldn't be surprised if someone built it. This got me thinking a lot about, I've been doing a form of what you're doing, but just like I said, on Twitter, X bookmarks. And I haven't invested, so to speak, in my swipe file, because I'm always, you know, it's always like, I'll do it later. But now I'm kind of like, this is really important to do. I think this is really important to do. So you inspired me to do it. So thank you. And I'll see you next time on the show. Jordan, where could people follow you on the internet?
You can find me on X, JRDN Mix, M-I-X.
Cool. We'll include that in the YouTube bio. And folks, I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. And like, comment, subscribe. Do it. You know, that's you getting, you know, got, right? If this provided a sense of value to you, the way to get this to spread on the internet is to like and comment. It also just makes us feel good, honestly, that we should continue doing these videos and that it's valuable to you. So please let us know. And all right, I'm going to go and get got. I'll see you later.
Go get it.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.